Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Main, I wanted to offer some insights regarding your recent interest in women going their own way. I just came out of a 2-year-long relationship with a girl whose creativity and work ethic overrode her base instincts. She's an artist and spends most hours of the day drawing and getting inspiration for her art. To most people, she comes across as cold and socially awkward, as well as weird. Because of this, she only has a few friends, but they're good friends. She's known them for years, and she's extremely loyal to them. She also had zero experience with men before me. We started off as acquaintances working in the same place. Over time, we became friends, and eventually she confessed to me that she had feelings. The relationship was awkward at first. She had a lot of hang-ups. Intimacy scared the hell out of her, and she tested me often to see if I was trustworthy. She lost her dad when she was a little girl, so she had an intense fear that anyone she loves will leave her eventually. We're both young and I cared about her, so I endured, and after a few months she finally let her guard down, and the relationship was pretty damn good. She wasn't high maintenance, but she did want validation like any girl. She was clingy, but not in an off-putting way. She wouldn't keep me from doing my own thing, but would want to be close to me when we were together. Whenever she'd get in a creative drought, she would get extremely depressed and almost cease to function. I would encourage her and help her out of the funk, and she was extremely grateful each time. I think the downfall of her relationship was physical intimacy. As you can guess, it took a while for her to do anything with me. When I finally took her virginity, she opened up for a while, and we had a healthy sex life. She became comfortable with me and herself. But because of this comfortability, she no longer worried about the relationship. When we'd hang out, she just enjoyed my presence while we were both doing our own thing. And while that was nice, I still wanted to boink her. She began to think that that's all I wanted her for. I tried to explain that I love her for much more, but that smashing her was how I felt connected. It never amounted to anything. At this time, she began talking to some dorky guy from her job. I wasn't threatened by the guy, but I knew that he had ulterior motives. I told her as much, and that I wasn't comfortable with it, and I was with, he's just a friend. There's nothing to worry about. I had enough and broke up with her over it, and she was devastated. I regretted pulling the trigger for a while, and it took me a few months to get over my own hurts. Now I'm in a much better place, and I don't regret anything. I think a lot of guys will hear all about these women going their own way and have hope that they'll find one and make a wife out of her. I want these guys to know that you have to have a similar personality. You have to be extremely productive and possibly a little on the spectrum to be able to tolerate a relationship with one of these girls. That sounds harsh, but it's true. If you crave a normal level of intimacy, you most likely won't get it. For all intents and purposes, I won the lottery with my ex. She was a young virgin girl who was extremely intelligent and talented. Even so, I still dealt with the BS shit a lot of guys have to deal with. There were still a lot of hoops I had to jump through, and compromises that I had to make. Hopefully this helps the young guys listening to keep going their own way too. A relationship will only make you happy temporarily. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his 2-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Dating the Perfect Woman, But You're a Thirsty Man Clown World Show. Congratulations, Mr. Anonymous. You're not really a man until you break your own heart leaving a woman that's the wrong one for you. I would feel guilty for a while too because you fulfilled her worst fear of abandonment after she opened up to you. It's the ultimate betrayal that's probably going to haunt her for the rest of her life. I hope you let her down gently and told her that it was because she wasn't fulfilling your sexual needs because she was more focused on her arts. That it's an incompatibility issue, not a personal one. Recently, I was talking to a creative woman back and forth, and I was getting a bit agitated because she was keeping me from my work. She was stressed too and was later than expected on one of her projects. I realized they were both too busy for a relationship of any kind. The experience was refreshing, and I realized that I can have an artistic, creative woman in my life, but don't really need one, as I'm complete the way that I am. We'll both just reduce each other's work output. That is, unless, of course, we both work on something similar and pool our resources and time, but not get on each other's nerves criticizing each other's work. I think for myself that making travel videos with someone would work if we both had the different format and style of video. Mr. Anonymous and I said similar things in previous videos about women that are creative. You have to have your own passions, otherwise, one of you is going to be more emotionally needy and drive the other one crazy. Did you ever consider that she started talking to that dorky guy that she worked with to make you jealous? Or possibly piss you off so that you would be the one to break up with her first? That you constantly craving to smooch her cooch was emotionally and physically draining and she needed a way to say it's not you, it's me, and get the hell out of there and into breakup mode? I found that with young artistic women, they will do some sexual exploration while younger, but it becomes boring when you've had it in excess, and if it's similar each time. The thing about creative types is that the novelty of everything tends to wear off rather quickly. Also, you said you had to help her through her creative droughts. I don't really know what that means. Is that her just not feeling inspired to create anything? Because if that's the case, then she might not actually be as creative as she makes out herself to be. Maybe there are just periods of time when her creativity leads to bad paintings and when she's depressed about it. I don't know about that because with myself and the creative women that I've met, they typically can't stop creating. If you do stop creating, then you get mental illness if you're creative type. But I don't think a relationship with a creative woman if you're creative is all that simple either. I think it involves a lot of discipline where you need to convert your love for her into creative energy without acting out on it in bed. You need to use each other for inspiration instead of sexual perspiration. If you can do that, then it gives you the advantage because most other men won't tolerate having little to no sex. If you're a financially successful creative guy and you give her a place to stay and you aren't interested in sex because you're more interested in your creative expression, then in theory it could work out. But I wouldn't take the risk of moving in with a woman of any kind, especially with all the common law marriage laws that are retroactive in many places. In Canada, you don't even have to live together to be classified as married in some cases. One guy in Canada that had occasional sleepovers with his girlfriend was classified as being married to her, simply because he was with her for 10 to 20 years, and would introduce her as his wife to many people. Dating might work if she's a muse, but moving in with her would definitely be a no-no. If you gave her a place to create without having to worry about money, she'd probably resent you in the end if you try taking that away, and then she'd try and sic the lawyers onto you. Mr. Anonymous, isn't it amazing when you find a woman like you did with an amazing work ethic? Andrew Tate says that women's default setting is laziness. Now I know he's probably been dating a lot of dumb gold diggers instead of artists. I think that the perfect woman is an artistic version of Tracy Stevens from the television show For All Mankind. In that show, she divorces her husband and gets together with some rich rock star. Her ex-husband Gordo goes to the rock star and tells him he's going to take his wife back. The rock star laughs and tells him that he's welcome to try, but that the reason he got together with Tracy in the first place is because she's a free spirit and doesn't belong to anyone. After all, he's constantly working in the recording studio and going on tour, and meanwhile his wife is on the moon for 6 months at a time. Because of that, their relationship works, because they both have their own passions that they're pursuing. You're right, Mr. Anonymous, that if a woman is very high on trait openness and very creative, it's the only instinct that can override many, or maybe even most, of her base female instincts. People have asked me how is it that I've been able to stay single and not seek out a relationship for over 6+ years. The answer is that relationships take away most of my creative energy and creativity. But more importantly, I value my creativity more than I do love. What I've learned talking to a few artistic and creative women the last few months is that they're free and they're usually too busy, and I'm too busy to date them. Spending my time talking to them was getting on my nerves, so much so that I wanted to get back to writing, editing, and image making. Plus, if you do find one and get together with her, and you're creative, make sure that she's not a terrible artist. I make music videos for bad musicians all the time, and sometimes their appearance, voice, and music drives me absolutely crazy, because it's so terrible. Maybe now that COVID is over, maybe I can see if I can go talk to some creative street performer girls on Buskerfest. Maybe I'll find a woman that can shoot flames out of her mouth. Imagine the hot BJs you could get out of that. Or maybe not. Wouldn't it be ironic if she roasted your weenie and her name was Barbie? I know, it's an awful joke, but I just couldn't help myself. Mr. Anonymous, I'm sure that you weren't as creative as the artistic virgin that you were with. But I hope you see that if you were, then you wouldn't have been into her because you would have been into your own creative process, the way she was into hers. I'm thinking that the only way that a creative couple can actually have a relationship is if they both use each other for inspiration and they help support each other's creativity. but without diminishing their own. Other than that, it's never going to work. For me, sex diminishes my creativity, so it's out of the question. Even in a relationship with an artistic woman. I've only known one woman that was able to amplify my creative energy because I had a love obsession with her that I've mentioned before with that experience of the love bite, similar to the book from Eve Lorgan. She was artistic but not very good at it, so the connection was in many ways based on looks. The problem is looks fade with time, so the infatuation will fade as well. Other than finding someone artistic that I can use to amplify my creativity and she uses me for the same and we live apart, I'll stay single. Even if I find someone like that, I'll probably learn something else that'll discourage me from having a relationship with an artistic woman in the first place. That's not like all the rest. Thanks for giving me something to think about. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that only male artists should be smashing female artists, and even then sex is not as big a thrill as being creative. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the creative women that would rather blow into a flute rather than play your flesh flute away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.